The beginning of the retreat is always a time of alignment of energy. Settling down. And dissolving. The subconscious accumulation. So that you can experience yourself in a pure way and can enter the retreat from the proper place inside. This applies particularly to those who have regressed in between the retreats. Regression is an interesting subject. There are many kinds of regression, and there are many causes of regression. But the root of regression is simply disconnection from our light. This disconnection can happen due to being too busy, too involved in the outer circumstances. Or being sucked in by the collective construct, the collective belief system in this dimension, and forgetting to different degrees the correct relationship with our fundamental nature. Forgetting simply who we truly are. When you enter the world, you are entering the belief system, certain type of reality that is ruled by the lower intelligence of forgetfulness. And as low as it is, as unconscious as it is, as ignorant as it has power. Because its essence is to survive at any cost. It protects itself. It fights back against any higher consciousness. It cannot question itself. It cannot question its validity because it would collapse. Since it is fundamentally false. So when you enter the world, consciously or unconsciously, you are being constantly affected by it. And there has to be an equally powerful force inside you to counteract these influences. the true belief system based on the conviction, absolute conviction of who you are in reality. As a whole, to be on the path, as we spoke many times, is to be alone. The most fundamental experiences the most fundamental areas of our existence are experienced in aloneness. When you die, you have to face it alone. When you meet your soul, it happens in the state of complete aloneness. It is beyond sharing. If it is being shared, it's from a much deeper place. To be alone in a positive sense, in a dignified way, is to take responsibility and become an individual. It is to honor our individuality and its essence. There is no oneness with existence unless one passes the gateway of aloneness. Only one has digested in his existence totally the state, the consciousness of aloneness, can reach unity with existence, with reality as a whole, and with other humans and beings. To protect your integrity as a spiritual being in the plane of unconsciousness is the fundamental challenge that each one of you has to face. And there's no way around it unless you lock yourself in an artificial environment, like a monastery, environment which, due to the lack of challenge, will not allow you to embrace your fear and become whole. Regression, or the experience of regression, is a common occurrence, and it is natural to everyone who is on the path. But the idea is that it is used as a material for learning. It does not become a habit, a tendency. And that this regression is not going too far, too deep, because afterwards finding your way back is difficult. Some can regress so much that even after years of practice, they have to start everything from the very beginning, from the zero point. So as a regression, to some extent, is to be accepted as a part of this journey. We cannot indulge in regression because this lifetime is precious, is short, and should not be wasted. There are few possibilities in our relationship with the path or how our evolution unfolds. One is progression. Progression means that we are one with our evolution. We are in the middle of the river, and the river is carrying us forward. The landscape is changing. We are closer and closer to our destination, which is simply a place of becoming truly whole and complete and free. Second possibility is what we can call waiting. Waiting is a situation where you are still in the river of evolution, but you are in the area of this river where it is flowing very slow, almost imperceptible. The landscape remains the same. You don't see any difference. Nothing is changing. And yet, on a deeper level, something is happening. What is happening is maturation. It is a process of preparation before the river can pick up again its speed. So this waiting is an important stage And our relationship with that waiting is of great importance. If one cannot surrender, accept the waiting, becomes impatient, is struggling with this condition, is trying to rush too much forward, the soul cannot use that precious space for its growth, but another layer of the false will and negativity is being created. We'll speak about this subject more as it is very important. Then there is a stagnation. Stagnation should not be confused with waiting. Stagnation is where you are as if stuck in the weeds or roots of the trees near the shore of the river. There's no flow, there's no movement. Stagnation is not positive, waiting is positive. Stagnation, if it is not transcended, if one does not free oneself from these weeds and roots, so the river can take one further forward, closer to the middle of the stream. So stagnation transforms into regression. Because there is no such a thing in existence as the absence of movement. Absence of movement is death. That's why stagnation eventually becomes regression. It is important to identify when stagnation is taking place and to learn from that situation to understand the causes of stagnation and how to transform that stagnated condition. Stagnation implies that our relationship with our light is incorrect, something we are doing wrong. And that wrong has to be corrected through understanding. The terms progression, waiting, stagnation, or regression we are applying here only for those who have already entered the river of evolution, the light of I Am. We do not speak of those who seek the way, so-called seekers, which are lost souls trying to evolve spiritually within the dimension of me alone. They live in monasteries, they go to retreats, they pray to their gurus. And all that is happening within the walls of the prison of the dimension of forgetfulness. It is the condition of hopelessness.